Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
They ain't never seen this camp. They ain't never seen them.
The Forgotten Cam.
I love it. I adore it. I admire it. I want to taste it.
The New England Patriots love Jared Stidham.
Dale Arnold.
Snyder says, quote, "We'll never change the name."
And it's just a question of when they legally can put the name out there.
Rich Keith.
And obviously, you try to chase greatness, and Tom's got six, so I'm going to try to do whatever I can to at least get to that number.
Dale and Keith with Andy Hart.
But you going with Nukeel, if you're banking everything that Nukeel Healthy is Harry.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
We kick off a brand new week broadcasting live from our Shaw's and Star Market studios in Bellingham and Brighton. And good morning, lads. How are you?
Good morning, Dale. How are you, sir?
I'm doing spectacularly.
Oh, long good. Pause there.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know which direction I was going to go.
No, wait, it was great.
Spectacularly.
I had it. Yeah, I know. It was a little. I was trying to figure out whether I could actually say it.
Land that plane.
Out right.
You did. You did.
Surrounded or yep. Something. I did listen to almost the entire show on Friday because I left my house at 10 o'clock and drove to home and headed up to Maine. Got up there just after 1 o'clock, so I heard almost all of the show, but it was nice to be back in God's country.
Yes.
I was going to fall back on the fact, if I got stopped by a Maine state trooper or something, that, you know, I was going to my, I have property in Maine, which is true. That I was going to my place in Maine because I was afraid they were going to chuck my butt right out of there with my Massachusetts plates, but did not prove to be a problem.
So, Greg does it every day, so.
Yeah, Greg's in and out of there. Of course, his driver switches plates at the border,
right to
Maine.
And then the blow-up doll, right, so they can use the
the HOV lane.
HOV lane.
HOV lane, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Her name is Daphne, by the way. She's not the blow-up doll. Her name is Daphne.
Oh, very
she's
nice.
Very realistic.
Yep. She's got a personality. Am I the only one amused by the fact that this morning we were breathlessly awaiting for the announcement and we got it? And that the release put out by the Washington football team saying they were going to retire the logo and nickname of the Washington football team had the logo and the nickname seven times in the release?
Well, yeah, it's all over every front page. I guess it's one last
hurrah.
Of, here it is, guys.
Of racism.
Drink it in. For the last 70 years, this has been the name of our franchise. And
retired. I like that.
They're retiring it.
So you actually retire racism?
They're going to raise it to the rafters. Yeah. They're going to bring it up there.
Did what's his name get retired?
The logo and the name.
So Donald Sterling, did he get retired?
Donald Sterling did, yeah. They have his name up there
as the owner.
Rafters. So all it took was FedEx, Walmart, Nike, Dick's Sporting Goods, Target, Walmart, all these places that pulled their merchandise. And then after that, they said, yeah, we're going to change it.
We're going to do the right thing now.
Change it.
Actually, we were already thinking about this.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it. It wasn't the $600 billion in total value or whatever. We were thinking about that. We already had discussions about this. We're ready to go.
I had a good conversation with my 8-year-old nephew over the weekend.
About racism?
About the Redskins.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, he goes, why are they changing the name? And I was like, well, yeah.
ask your parents.
I go, why don't you sit down? I go, well, you know, there are certainly a lot of people that don't like it, and you know, it's kind of like it's not a great thing to call somebody. And he's like, well, then if it was such a problem, how come it's been around for so long? I'm like, well, oh boy. I go, I don't know what to tell you.
You
I
know,
go, it's
why
a great
don't you
question.
Go ask your aunt.
I go, honestly, you're right. 20 was it okay 20 years ago? No. It wasn't. But everybody just kind of dealt with it and we're like, all right, this is fine.
Well, here's the key. and it's a short release. And as I said, it does have the retired nickname seven times and the logo once. But that's beside the point. Here's the key. Dan Snyder and Coach Rivera are working closely to develop a new name and design approach that will enhance the standing of our proud tradition-rich franchise. Here it comes. And inspire our sponsors, fans, yeah, and community. The most important thing there is at the top,
it's
sponsors.
In order. Yeah, that's 100% in order. Sponsors, fans, and community.
Yes.
Because Snyder didn't want to change the name.
No, he said put it in bold. He never would. People thought he would sell the team.
Yeah.
And I guess this, if you lost all that money, it would have been equal to sort of selling the team. But all along, you know who the voice of reason with his great celebration was in all this? Johnny Manziel. That's the simple answer to everything.
Money Manziel.
Rub those fingers together, yep, and that's where, mm-hmm, that's what gets Roger Goodell to put out a response video 48 hours after the players put out a Black, right, Lives Matter video.
Is that how he really felt?
Who
probably
knows?
Not. We don't know, but probably not.
And that is what has changed in regards to kneeling. That is what has, right, changed in regards to the Redskins. Johnny Manziel, very simple. Rub those fingers, and that's the answer.
Snyder says, quote, "We'll never change the name. It's that simple. Never. You can use caps."
Well, okay, what about in 2020, July of 2020, we're going to change the name.
Now, although they use whiteout.
It would be a good opportunity to say what the new name is, though, but they are not doing that because apparently
they
don't
banned
have
whiteout.
Well, and apparently also the issue here is there was an enterprising man, and I don't remember his name, but I saw it. I think Darren Revelle tweeted about it. This guy went crazy over the last week and registered the nicknames of virtually any combination the Washington football team may be considering, including Red Tails and Warriors. So this enterprising guy said, hey, I'm going to register these nicknames. So now they're going to have to pay me if that's what they want to call their team.
Smart. Why don't I do this?
Smart stuff. Remember, we thought we were going to squat on at Jake Gyllenhaal on Twitter because he's one of these celebrities that doesn't have Twitter. He's got other things, but not Twitter, I guess. And you're like, eventually, like Tom Brady, like Mike Francesa, right, like the other, they're going to cave in and they got to promote a movie. So they go to Twitter and they're like, ah, just give me at Jake Gyllenhaal. I was like, oh, sorry, some clown owns it. You got to pay him for
so
it.
So why didn't you?
Maybe somebody beat us to it. I forget. I don't know.
Lost interest. Yeah. I opened a beer and it was over.
It's a whole thing. I was like, yeah, it's a good idea in theory. But yeah, Washington's going to change their team name. There was like, I know some of these like online sites where you can gamble, they had like a list of like the 10 top
Red
10
Tails
favorites.
Ravel's been big on the Red
that
Tails.
That was on the list that this guy, this enterprising, you know, American registered. That's on the list. And by the way, the theoretical logos that people have stuck out there. Hey, how about this? How about that? They all look great to me.
I'll tell you, I heard over the weekend, Red Wolves.
Yes.
Love it.
Red Wolves.
I think is my favorite.
Guy grabbed that one too.
Yeah, of course he did. Of course he did. That one's sick.
See, that's the problem with this.
I like that one.
I was reading a story about, you know, how this happens with other teams, and it's usually like a two-year process where you bring in brand advisors and focus groups and polls and get your fans involved, and then you got to get legal involved. What can we trademark? What can we copy? Blah, blah, blah. And they're trying to do it in weeks.
Do you remember when the New Orleans Pelicans, so they became the Pelicans, and then they got a mascot? And it was the thing of nightmares. It was a horrifying bird. It looked crazy. And so that must have been after, I don't know how many meetings, after how many like discussions, they're like, yeah, and then we're going to unveil this mascot that looks like he's a serial killer. And then they had to change him because he was scaring kids every single day at the arena. So they had to change him out. But that's the thing, is it's not a quick decision. But then even when they do it, there's going to be problems. Like they're going to put out some new name, new logo, and people are going to have issues with it, regardless of what it is.
There are some fairly dumb nicknames out there, if you think about it. Pelicans is one. It's kind of a dumb nickname.
I like Pelicans.
No, I just mean in terms of where. And I always
you don't think there's Pelicans in New Orleans?
I don't know. I've never seen one in New Orleans.
Well, not in the city itself.
Yeah, I don't think they go up and down.
No, probably.
Yeah, up
Bourbon Street.
Bourbon Street, I mean. Yeah,
there's going to be Pelicans
I always
there.
Thought Pittsburgh Penguins was an idiotic nickname. I'm going to guess that there isn't a penguin within shouting distance of Pittsburgh.
How many bears are there in Boston? What, the Bruins?
I like it. And I think, to me, I like the ones that they're the only one in, like, sports. So there's not a lot of penguins. There's not a lot of pelicans. There's none, right? Pelicans. So I like those ones. It's like Wildcats and Eagles and all that. It's like, save it. Like, everybody's done that.
Yeah, I'm always partial to cats in some form. And it's simply in the modern day where they play the sound.
Oh, you like that?
I love it. I would base my
whole presentation. You've just been trying to work that in all day.
Yeah, it's not a bad cat.
Like, what is a red wolf? Do they?
It's a badass wolf.
But what is the noise that they make? I think the noise is key in modern sports.
How?
Exactly. If that's the noise, I'm for it.
Every third down on defense?
Yes. Ow! Tremendous. And do they have cool eyes that will like sort of glisten
cool
in
eyes.
The night?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course they have cool eyes.
Red tails, not as much.
Yeah, you can't really.
Because I don't really know what you do with that.
You make a plane noise.
Yeah.
Whee.
Oh, you could have like the old-fashioned.
A really bad plane machine noise, gun. Apparently.
Whee.
No, I think
that's not even a plane.
You want the Red Wolf is what you want.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
third
pretty
down.
Good.
Let's go defense. Here we go.
That's pretty good, right?
That'll
there.
That'll work.
That is. And you could have a cool mascot.
And I'll
that
tell you
you're
what.
Not sure if he's scary or if he's friendly.
And Snyder would feel better about this. You would sell a ton of merch.
Oh yeah.
You would immediately
sell a ton of merch.
He's
going to sell a ton of merch anyway. We've been saying this all along. If you got to start from scratch, and I don't know how many Reds that football team fans there are, I don't know how many.
Word.
I don't know how many are left, but all of them are going to want new stuff, aren't they?
Well, it depends what it is and what it looks like. If
right.
it's crappy, you got to be careful.
I was going to say, they may see it and be like, Warriors? I'm just going to keep wearing my skin stuff to the games.
Right.
You know, just like, screw you. I have a closet full of this old apparel. I will wear that. But if you make it pretty sweet, you got no choice.
So is it definitive that they're keeping the red and the gold or the maroon?
No.
And no, that's not definitive yet?
I mean, it would appear that's, sort of that that's what theory. Their preference is, but they haven't said that. I mean, they haven't said anything till today when they put out the release with the former nickname in it 7 times.
I also love how the
I know, if it's so offensive, you have to change it. Maybe you shouldn't use it so often.
It's in the headlines everywhere. But let me ask you this. Why is the rookie head coach, not a rookie head coach
been
in the NFL.
Been there 6 months, by the way.
Right, but for the
six
team,
months.
He's a new head coach for the team, and he's going to develop the new name and design. Is that his job?
Can I give you a reason?
Yes.
This is, I'm being dead serious. I think if his name was Pete Carroll, he wouldn't. I think because his name is Ron Rivera and he's one of the few minorities of positions and power in the National Football League, that gives him valuable voice.
I wouldn't want any head coach telling me what we should name the team or what the design. Hey, why don't you worry about the playbook and we'll figure
offense?
Out the colors of the
go
uniform.
Go work with Haskins.
Like, how insane is that? Imagine that.
First of all, I would want no part in picking
imagine
the new nickname.
Imagine if for some reason they're like, we're changing the Patriots. And like, hey, Bill, we need you in here. Like, what color scheme do you like? He's like, you're kidding me? You can't.
Right.
Like, what
say,
name?
Well,
like,
looks
what,
behind
Bill,
you,
what,
like,
do you, what do you want to name it? He's like, how about the midshipman? Let me leave.
I'll be curious to see. I mean, we've seen all of the suggestions. That one guy's got all the names that he's already, you know, filed trademarks for and all that. I'll be curious to see what route Daniel Snyder takes here, because I have zero faith in him. I have some in Ron Rivera, who actually has talked about changing the nickname of the team for a little while now. I think he felt this was something that should have been done before this. But in Snyder's case, I have zero faith that it won't be something really idiotic.
Especially under the rush here, you know, without enough time for me, even though I don't think he takes a lot of advice from a lot of underlings throughout the organization, the speed at which they're trying to get this done. And I still don't. I said this the day this started to come out to Dickerson when we were filling in, and I said, I don't think they'll be the Redskins this year. I'm not sure you can play completely under a new name this year either, though, and get uniforms and logos and field change. Like, I think they might be a team almost without a name this year, where they could have just the maroon helmet with no logo on it, right? I just think
I have a feeling that, and you're right, there isn't much time, but I have a feeling they won't go the Washington generics route.
No, I think
they'll come up with something.
I'm telling you, the chameleons is the way to go.
Why?
You adapt to every team you face. So now you're the Cowboys 1 week, you're the Giants 1 week, you're the Patriots 1 week.
Wouldn't that be confusing? We couldn't even have red and green because of the colorblind people.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Now we have the same logos on everything.
But it'd be pretty memorable. And you'd sell a lot of merch. A Dwayne Haskins Jets jersey. A Dwayne Haskins Seahawks jersey.
I got to get another one this week? What am I doing here? So the Patriots, on the other hand, they're not concerned about changing the nickname or changing the logo. They're concerned about, what do we do with all this money? Now, did you at any point think of the fact that the Patriots were apparently in negotiations to settle grievances with both Antonio Brown and Aaron Hernandez?
I had forgot about the Hernandez one. I know when the documentary came out a year ago or so, I remember I think that kind of came up again, like the idea of like, oh, and you know, like the Patriots actually still have some money tied up in that. And then with Antonio Brown,
I did, because I was incorrect.
Brown, I thought, I could see that one.
And I thought when Brown was gone, I was like, all right, that just impacts this year's cap. I was naive to the fact that it also impacted next year's cap. They needed to get something done. So the fact that, yeah, you lump those two guys into a headline is just bizarre. And another reason why I hate football contracts. Football contracts are so ridiculous. You can move the money all over the place. You can make it say and sing and do whatever you want it to do. But the fact that, you know, this was a team that was at the very bottom of the league in cap space, just proving once again that you can find a way to get cap space.
Cap is crap.
In this case, you have a dead guy and a guy who's not in the league, and you're able to save, what do you got, over $7 million now you can play with.
Dead money, new term, huh?
Okay.
One thing I would be concerned with if my name was Cameron Newton, with my agent.
Yeah.
Did you know after I signed for $1 million that they were going to open up seven?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because I might not know that. That's why I hire you. I pay you 3 to 5% or whatever I'm paying you. Why did you let me sign this contract?
His agent's like, he's like, Aaron Hernandez? He's like, I didn't know they were going to get money for him.
Shouldn't an agent be aware of that? And like, would he have signed for the same? If the Patriots had had $8 million in cap room, which is what they're... Would he have signed for just $1 million?
Yeah, but the fact that he can still make 7.5 and 5.5 looks like a lock. 5.5 if he plays. Yeah,
he can make 7.5 if he's the best quarterback ever on a Super Bowl team, essentially.
Yeah, but then next year he can make a lot more.
And the world could be over by next year. Have you learned nothing in 3 months?
That's a good point. Day to day. How many offers was he getting, though, is the thing?
I don't know.
Well, three months went by and he hadn't signed with anybody else. Cleveland wasn't serious.
And even if he was just coming here... At least you negotiate.
Cleveland, I think they felt like they've got a starting quarterback.
Yeah, they do.
And they actually have a high-paid backup.
Yeah.
They went out and got Case Keenum for whatever reason. So they
Let's be honest. With Newton as the 22nd best quarterback in football.
Your list is insane.
Yeah, I heard you guys taking shots at me.
Yeah, because your list is dumb.
You're dumb.
I have him 12.
Wow.
I have him 12. Because we had the ESPN list, and he did not make their top 10.
But he shouldn't.
The people were pretty reckless with some of their voting on there.
Okay, and you're not reckless?
No.
I think 12? You have a history What's of nothing 12? But recklessness.
That's not true.
With these excitable,
What's the opposite of reckless?
That's energetic. What I am. These types of moves
Me.
Tend
yeah.
to...
I am excited.
that might have been the funniest thing you've ever said, Dale.
Thank you.
Can we re-rack that? I hope we didn't step on it.
Yeah, I probably did. So I've had a bad track record. I was excited about Josh Gordon. I was excited about Antonio Brown. That doesn't mean that Cam Newton's not going to work.
Don't forget Kyrie. Throw him in there.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. What a lunatic
Baker
he was.
Mayfield.
And you've bought into nobody's seen this game.
Well, he said it. How have we seen it?
Just because he's doing hype videos and wants to be good again, that means he's definitively going to be great.
No,
right?
I'll admit.
Despite the fact that he still has no weapons.
As a huge fan of MMA, I am definitely used to guys saying, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've never been like this before. Nobody's ever seen anything like me. And then they get knocked out in 10 seconds.
And
I've seen it.
It's also fair to say that if these exact same hype videos were being put out there by LeBron James, you'd hate every one of them.
Yes. Yeah. LeBron James.
At least you're honest. I give you points for honesty.
Thank you, LeBron
I appreciate
James.
It.
Yes, I am.
But everybody's buying it.
But nobody,
I heard Greg Hill say, shouldn't the Patriots be a favorite?
But nobody's counted out LeBron.
They still stink half the positions on offense.
They are, well, favorite what? To win the Super Bowl or to win the division?
They should be considered with the Chiefs. That has been the new barometer by Lombardi, by others. Like, you're
so
now competitive.
No. The Chiefs have their own thing.
Best weapons in football.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And the best quarterback. The
but
best
forget
player.
About that.
Oh.
Let's
well,
just pretend.
It's hard to forget.
But let's pretend for a moment
okay.
that healthy Cam and Patrick Mahomes are neck and neck. That the quarterback positions are
They're
competitive.
Not, but we'll
They're
pretend.
Not.
Yeah, yeah. I gotcha.
Which guy is Tyreek Hill?
I know.
Which guy is Travis Kelce?
They don't have those guys.
Which guy is Sammy Watkins?
No.
Hell, I'd throw in Clyde Edwards-Helaire in there
because
I think he's going to be phenomenal in that offense.
He's going to be really good.
So they're not competitive with that offense. Now,
defenses,
we can start to compare,
right?
But defenses don't really win championships anymore. You don't believe that.
What about they beat the Rams? That was a defensive win.
The Rams sucked.
Okay. Well, they were the opponent in the Super Bowl.
And I know Jason McCourty knocked a ball away as it was traveling in the air 47 seconds late.
That was a bad throw by Goff and a terrible comeback by Cooks.
Yeah,
but whatever.
You two
they still
least reliable players we found with championships on the line, Brandon Cooks and Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think both those guys are lame ass.
Sean McVay may have been a little over his head, but whatever.
A little bit.
But whatever. I mean, no, offenses are more important now than they were before, but, you know.
Who's got the better offense?
The Chiefs have the best offense.
Okay.
They have the best offense.
I also don't really understand how they are the favorites.
But how easy is it to win
back-to-back?
Huh? Not a lot of teams win back-to-back.
Patriots did.
How long ago?
A little while ago.
Yeah, I would say
a while.
So, back when it was all defense.
But how often have you had a guy take the league by storm like Mahomes and not face any questions yet? there are very few questions about the Chiefs. Like, it's not like Andy Reid retired, got his ring, and walked out the door, and you'd be like, oh, you know, is Eric Bieniemy ready or something?
What if Chris Jones holds out and they trade him?
Although they've begun talks with him supposedly too. That's probably going to get
That's going to derail it.
I don't think it would. No, I don't think it would.
In Patrick Mahomes' case, it is literally the only addendum you make to it is if he's healthy.
If he's healthy,
he's great.
No, but I think for the Patriots,
Mahomes, there is no question.
But for the first time in 19 years, even with Cam, I think you can have a successful Patriots season that doesn't end with a Super Bowl win.
Oh, sure.
I think the Chiefs are the clear-cut favorite. But the Patriots, if they make it to the conference championship game or even the divisional round, I think that's a successful season.
Yeah. It's an advancement over a year ago.
Right.
You lost on wild card weekend.
And I think if you told anybody, hey, the year after Tom Brady is gone, whether he retires or plays somewhere else, you're going to make it further than the last year with him.
What if I told
you? No chance. You wouldn't think that was realistic.
You replaced an MVP quarterback with another MVP.
Yeah, you sure did.
Yep. Who's off injured and lost 8 in a row.
He was injured last year.
He's been injured for like 3 years.
But he usually plays.
I didn't say he doesn't play.
Right, Brady's been injured too.
Because he could be the quarterback version of Edelman last year. Remember Edelman plays every week?
Yeah.
And everybody's like, well, he's dropping a lot of passes.
He's hurt.
Yeah, because he's hurt. Yeah. If Cam does that, you could have a long season.
Right.
Right? He can play through the injury and be a tough guy and still not be good.
The question everybody asks with these hype videos, well, one is, how long did it take Keith to recover after he watched?
Holy smokes, that was incredible.
I mean, once you get past that question,
I got out of the cold shower, then turned around, went right back in the cold shower.
Did you think the dripping was real?
Oh yeah,
I thought it was fake.
Nope, the whole thing's real.
You're asking Rich if he thinks now.
We're talking about the sweat on his chin, Dale. No other dripping.
No. And again, if it was LeBron, of course, Rich would think it's fake.
Well, who's counted out LeBron? Anybody? The whole point is everybody's counting Cam out.
You like Cam Newton. You don't like LeBron.
Who's counting Cam out? He signed with the Patriots.
Oh, I don't know. 31 other teams.
Lombardi told me immediately. The only question is, did they beat the Chiefs?
He had to sign for the minimum. What do you mean, who's counting him out? And the only example you keep bringing up is Mike Lombardi.
Everybody said, I give you Greg Hill, too. He thinks he should be a favorite.
I'll give you that.
You're going to rip Greg Hill?
I'm not going to rip Greg Hill.
You just yucked it up with him during the break.
I was.
When has a vaccine actually worked?
Well, we'll see. Measles, mumps, rubella.
That one worked. Polio.
So this is the perfect Patriot. Because Cam really believes that everyone thinks he's done. Except the second he signed, everybody went from the Patriots could stink to the Patriots are Super Bowl contenders.
It is amazing.
So no one thinks you're done, Cam, because they just said the marriage between Belichick and Newton makes the Patriots one of the best teams in football, even though the rest of the offense continues to be questionable.
But that's more of a Patriots-Belichick shine, because if he signed with the Jaguars, nobody was saying, hey, Cam's back. That's a Patriots
thing. But he did sign with the Patriots.
You can't tell me that people aren't counting
Twitter,
Cam out.
Then everybody's saying, oh, this is great. Cam, his ex-teammates, oh, it's going to be scary and dangerous and all this. Randy Moss, who rewrote the
Randy
record
Moss
books with Tom Brady, said this
Brady.
Is going to be more fun.
More fun. More fun, more exciting.
Except.
And you kind of agree with him.
Yes. It could be.
Get out of here then.
But I'm not
Yeah, but you're talking about him like he's out of his mind. Then you're like, oh, yeah, by the way, he brings up a lot of great points.
But he's doing these videos like the whole. That's why he's perfect. He's Willie McGinnis circa 2004. Nobody thinks we can win. Everybody thinks you can win. You're the favorite on the road. You're this. You're that.
The question that I started to ask, and we got waylaid a little bit, was.
Us? No.
No, not us. Do you think Bill has seen them? And do you think Bill has a problem with them?
He has to see him.
No,
because nobody's
no.
more active on Instagram than Linda. And don't tell me. I assume somebody can check.
Linda's seen him. Absolutely.
She has.
And she's playing him on like the big Surface tablet in the living room.
I bet Bill laughs, and I bet he knows that it needles Brady that can't.
He kind of really likes.
Yes.
Him.
Yeah. That's what I think. He's like, I got a quarterback who's got even a bigger personality, a bigger online social media presence, and I'm going to let him do whatever he wants. I think it's gonna piss Brady off because Brady's down there selling these Tampa Bay and Tom Brady or whatever the hell it is shirts. I can't even do it, but he trademarked all that stuff. He's having a blast. He's filming all of his stuff. And then, oh yeah, by the way, the Patriots have a guy to be excited about too. They got a guy who's gonna be, get the fans all fired up and everything else. So I think Belichick's fine with it.
They have a younger former MVP. They took a decade off their
they
quarterback
did. 10 years
chart.
Younger.
There
Ready
you
to roll.
So later on in the program, around 11 o'clock, we're going to talk to Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated, SI.com. He's in the bubble. He's in Orlando. He has entered the bubble as one of the media members who's going to be there as long as they're there. So he's going to be there for 3 months, even if not all the players will be. He's gone through the COVID-19 testing, so we'll talk to him about what the bubble is like and what his confidence level is. Chris Mannix will join us at the top of the hour at 11 o'clock. When we come back in just a moment, we'll talk about what does Bill Belichick do now that his pockets are flush with cash. We've got a couple of ideas of where he might want to spend that. We'll get to the calls with you as well at 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keith, Andy Hart's in the house, and it's time to trend.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Dale and Keith.
Let's get back
with Andy Hart
on Sports Radio WEEI.
On WEEI.
So all of a sudden today, the Patriots have a whole bunch of salary cap space that they didn't have a week ago today. They went from less than $1 million a week ago today to $7,794,739 in cap space. If you listen to Miguel, and I always do on this stuff, that's his number. So the question becomes, do they spend it? Do they save it in case they need it later on? And I'm all for spending a chunk of this. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, of course. I mean, what do you mean? Are you kidding me? Sitting around with extra cap space?
What are you, my wife?
Now, oh, we got a little extra money. Let's spend go spend it.
Spend it.
We need a new rug.
Now, obviously, you can take it into the season. The Patriots are as active as anybody, especially around the trade deadline. They make more in-season
cut
trades,
down,
I feel
Dave,
like, than anybody.
They'll add guys, maybe.
Or even then, too. Yeah, you see who gets cut, although I don't know how expensive some of those guys would be. But, yeah, I mean, it makes sense to keep it to be a little bit more flexible, but there are still some big names out there that don't have a team.
Well, you know the one that got everybody all excited all weekend long. When word of this came out, everybody went, ooh, Jadeveon Clowney?
Yes, please.
Clowney, I would take.
He's out there.
Antonio Brown?
No,
Marcella Darius is out there. Snack Harrison is out there.
Yeah, so, Fitzy retweeted something like,
there was a license plate that said snacks driving down Route 1 or something.
So Clowney intrigues me the most out of that group. You know, because I feel like with Belichick, there's been years where it is really kind of no-name defensive linemen, defensive tackles, like post the Seymour, Wilfork, Warren run, and they did pretty good. Like they would plug in like a Kyle Love, and like he was fine. Yeah. Like Lawrence Guy has turned into like a really good player. So I'm not worried about spending a ton of money in the interior defensive line, but Clowney, that's
pass
pretty legitimate. Yeah, they
is
could
a
use
question
them.
Mark,
yeah,
right now, unless you're all in on Josh Uche or whatever.
Right.
Maybe you think Winovich is going to be a star in year two. But Clowney, he comes with his own
baggage.
He's got some baggage. He does.
And not in a off-field kind of way.
Just, but does he try hard every single
doesn't.
Time?
No, he doesn't. It's flat out a fact. That's an accepted fact he doesn't.
But is he another guy who's got something to prove in the same way Cam Newton feels he's got something to prove?
Oh, yeah, because remember the start? It was like $20-plus million a year was his asking price.
He would be the ultimate Now, he's not as good as Revis, but he would be the guy that if they did sign him, I would say you get him for 1 year. You get him for 1 year. Maybe he kind of is able to – he's only like 27 years old.
Right.
So maybe he cashes in after this year. You know, you both kind of use each other. He's the mercenary, and then he's gone. I wouldn't want to commit a lot of money to him, a lot of years to him. But for 1 year, and maybe he's pissed because he's like, I didn't get the money that I wanted. It's July. I still haven't signed yet. So he could come in motivated. But if you – like Cam Newton, I think, hey, he plays well. I could see a future with him. I could not see a future with Clowney, but you don't really need one. Just use him for this year.
But from his perspective, is this the best place for that? Even though there is some money?
Maybe
A, they're
not
known for just saying, you know what?
Go get the quarterback.
Pin your ears back. Let's go get you 20 sacks so you can make 20
Chandler
million.
Jones is not here anymore.
Right. Right. So I don't know. And
but do you know what his career high is for a single season in sacks?
11.
It's 9.5.
Okay.
It's lower than I thought.
He's a magnanimous underachiever.
He really is.
He
100%
and
is.
And it's, I'm telling you, it is
a great, that would be a great band name, wouldn't it?
Magnanimous underachiever?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can have it, Dale. some
new punk ska rock band or something.
70s.
Yeah.
Should we, what do you call that? Squat on that?
Yeah.
Get the Twitter handle right now.
Get that.
Sell it to somebody. Lady Antebellum might need a new name.
But I would take Clowney, but again, I don't know, like, how much would you have to give him all that money that you just kind of put aside?
He knows it's there
now.
It's sort of my anti-Cam thing. Now his agent knows it's there.
Like, well, you guys clearly made a big deal about getting all this money back.
The reality is that a lot of this is just cost of doing business budget money.
Oh, yeah. This wasn't for somebody else. Also, they still haven't restructured Tooney yet, which I'm kind of surprised.
And the deadline is this week.
Yep.
Is it the 15th? Wednesday?
Whenever the 15th. Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday. Wow.
And look, they have always tried to take a certain amount of money into the season anyway.
Yes.
And they will again. They are not going to go out and spend $7 million here.
Also, wouldn't be the worst thing, because you can roll over money, to roll money over into next year.
Where they already
given
have a
all
ton.
Have a lot, but there's also these fears now. Is the cap going to be level? Is the cap going to go down based on coronavirus and fans and revenues and all that?
Might just be smart business-wise to just kind of hang on to it.
$5 extra million might be more valuable next year.
Right. It's not the exciting answer, but that's probably the smartest thing
Sometimes
for them to
the
do.
Sometimes the smart answer is the right answer.
I know. You kind of wait around, but you never know who may become available either at the
just
end of these camps. Or
don't pull an AB from last year where, Bill, you wasted it.
Not a waste. And
Ryan Hannibal wrote about this on WEEI.com. What if you went out, and I'm just using his example here, and traded for David Njoku, the Browns tight end who supposedly is on the market, Browns looking for a mid-round pick in return, then now they could afford to stick him in under the salary cap. I know they've got a couple of rookie tight ends in Devin Asiasi and Dalton Keene, but this guy's pretty good.
Yeah,
and
I would
certainly
do
better than anything you had last year.
I would do that in a second. I mean, he upgrades that position. And the other guys are wild cards, so maybe they'll be good. Maybe they'll be in the middle. Maybe they'll be bad. Like, we have no idea. So if you brought in a real NFL tight end, at the very least, he's the placeholder. And if one of those guys demand or deserve to get more playing time, then great.
So be it.
Yeah, And you know what? The Patriots would love to play two at a time if they could anyway.
They love two tight ends.
So, yeah, if the asking price is right, and then now that you have the money to get them, that one makes a ton of sense. And it makes Cam Newton's job a whole lot easier.
And it also makes Devin Asiasi feel like Jarrett Stidham, because he was the young, athletic, fun tight end. Yeah. Oh, he's going to be better. Oh,
here he is.
All right, you're
up. Okay, well, you're
Njoku's in.
A handful of plays, and then go from there.
So there's also reports out there that supposedly reaching out to the Patriots to express an interest in coming on board is Terrell Pryor. Any interest?
Sure.
It would not cost a bunch of money.
Again, super low expectations, but really athletic guy. I think Bill would like the fact that he could do a whole bunch of different things. They already have a bunch of wide receivers who played quarterback anyway at
Imagine
one point.
The trick plays.
Between Pryor,
Sanu,
and Edelman.
to Newton.
But yeah, I would take a guy like Pryor who, again, if he sticks as like the fifth receiver with the ability to run some stupid gimmick plays and things like that, great. I don't expect a lot out of him, but I would take him.
You know the only thing that stinks about all this? No fans at camp.
Like I know.
If you brought in Njoku or you brought in Pryor.
Well, just Newton alone.
Newton,
the fans to see
you could have such a fun summer training camp, and it's not going to happen.
Thanks for being a downer about that.
Well,
we're trying to talk about new acquisitions possibly.
Dale, are we going to be up on the perch at training camp? Any talk of that?
I have not heard.
Oh, that's a good question.
That would make that valuable for us.
We'd be the only ones there.
Yeah.
I would love to do it. I don't even know what the media accessibility is going to be. That's still kind of a work in progress.
We each get our own level. We got one guy in the blue level, one guy in the red level.
I know over here at Warrior right now, they're allowing one reporter per outlet and masks and, you know, social distancing. And, and you know, when you talk to like Bruce Cassidy post game, it's on a Zoom session. It's not in person. I don't know what they're going to do down at Gillette yet.
It's limited.
I don't think the NFL knows.
Yeah, I've seen the skeleton of some sort of back and forth between the league and the PFWA and limited numbers and tiering of media. You're a tier one or a tier two, sort of like what they're doing with actually team personnel. Coaches are tier one, GMs are tier two. There's going to be a media tiering, but I think we should try to do that. If we get up there and we're given sort of play-by-play synopsis, and it might be more positive than last year when I fell out of love with N'Keal Harry. I could fall in love with somebody this year, Dale.
The other possibility that Hannibal writes about is, you know, that their depth on the offensive line is questionable. Do they need to add some sort of veteran offensive lineman just for depth purposes?
Dale, you know Rich loves that one. Go get a backup center.
Well, yeah, why not?
$6 million. Wait, what?
No. Maybe not that much.
No,
Marshall's done a good job.
Yeah, remember last year when they were just adding them left and right? Marshall Newhouse, Illuminor, they brought in that
Cunningham,
Russ Bodine, who was here for like a half a week. That's sexy stuff right there.
Those are some guys that you talk about. They'll move the needle.
Gets his little your little gif out on Twitter.
Although I think I'm going to have to get it out of retirement for Cam Newton stuff. Big Cam Newton run.
Did you order your jersey? GIF.
No, not yet.
Why not?
Well, I was listening now. You're getting one for Shime.
I'm going to get Shime one. Shime's, he couldn't be more excited about it.
His birthday yesterday. That's why he's not in today. Oh, apparently he's passed out in his front yard.
Well,
somewhere.
Dale Smart, you know, take a recovery day. You know, your birthday's on a Sunday. You can't obviously go to work on Monday.
No.
He would have been useless. He would have just been like humped over, not even answering the phones here today. So it's probably for the best for everybody.
That's what he does anyway.
I was going to say, more true. Useless than usual.
More useless. He just would have stunk.
Can't be much more useless.
617-779-7937. Let's get to the calls with you guys. Chris Mannix will join us from the NBA bubble at the top of the hour. Chris is in Texas. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, before I get to my point, just to add to Dale's, I think Dalton Keene is going to be kind of a fullback out of the backfield, H-back. So, you know, that just adds to the...
Why do you want to get
rid of them? Are they scary? If they're scary.
No, I mean, why does anybody want to get rid of them?
Well, if they're like messing with you or keeping you up all hours of the night, or like the ghosts that scare me on the shows that I watch is when you're sleeping and they get right on top of you and kind of like pin you down.
Now, those are probably more demons than ghosts.
Well, yeah, but maybe that's what he's talking about. Also, we've heard from people in London that have sex with ghosts. So,
sorry,
at that point,
I didn't believe it then, and I don't believe it now.
Open your mind up, Dale.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, now at last call, you've got a chance at 5,000 other beings that you didn't think you had a shot at?
I don't see
one. Ghosts.
I don't see one.
Lower your standards, double your odds, Dale.
Attaboy. Ed's calling from the truck phone. Hey, Ed.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Yeah, so you could easily change it with just three simple letters.
Change what?
R-E-D to P-I-G, and then they become the pigskins. You keep the same color uniforms. Easy.
There you go. Washington Pigskins in the truck.
Well, I mean, he's right. It would make it easy. I'm going to guess they're not going to go that route, but
So they're basically the Washington footballs.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want them to be the footballs?
It's interesting. The logo could be fun, like a screaming football or something.
Yeah.
Or a screaming pig.
Or like a pig getting like his skin shaved
off. As he's getting turned into a football.
Yeah.
And intense. Bacon.
Right.
Opens up bacon, could be I don't think
it's going to be that, but I've been wrong before.
Although then you have, you know, as the old song says, a pig is a
what?
Cop. You know, the whole rap song. And you bring another layer of concerns in there.
No. Yeah, you want to step away from that.
I don't think pigskins is going to work.
Nope.
Yeah, probably.
I appreciate the effort, though.
Sure.
We'll take more opportunities for Redskins nicknames next.
Curtis is in Greenfield. Hey, Curtis.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Super.
Hey, so on that same note, we went through this in my hometown. We were the Frontier Redskins. We had to change the name. And I went to the town meeting, and I suggested all we need to do is change the logo from a Native American to a potato.
You went to the town meeting to suggest this?
Now,
audio of that?
I'm not expert. A redskin is a type of potato?
I don't know, man.
I'm not really familiar.
I don't know.
We've got potatoes. We've got pig skins. We really.
This is not what
quite
we were,
a road we're going down here,
this
Dale.
This is not what we were doing.
I'm going to guess if somebody ran these past Ron Rivera, he threw them out of the meeting.
Yeah. And that guy might have got thrown out of the Board of Selectmen room or whatever, wherever he offered that up.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't give him a chance. You guys got rid of him.
Thank you for your time.
What did they end up as?
Who cares?
Fair point, Dale.
617-779-7937. We'll talk to Chris Mannix in the NBA bubble in Orlando at the top of the hour. I see other members of the media have tweeted out that they're on their way down there as well. And I guess they're there for the duration, those who are headed into the bubble. We'll talk to Chris what it's like for him in what is one of the hottest spots in America right now for 15,000 new cases yesterday in the state of Florida. More than any one-day record set by the state of New York back in March and April. But let's take the lead down there. I'm sure it'll go well. 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe with Hart Sports Radio, WEEI.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
Chris Mannix will join us at the top of the hour. He is embedded in the NBA bubble in Orlando, Florida. We were talking about this last week, and I said that I thought the two bubble leagues, the NBA and the NHL, had the better chances of completing their seasons this year because baseball and football, those players are all going home at the end of the day. I also thought the NHL had a much greater chance of finishing their season because they've taken their teams to Toronto and Edmonton. The NBA has taken everybody to Orlando, the hottest of the hot spots in America right now. We just got word in the last half hour or so that the Houston Astros had to delay their workout today. Reporters were going to be allowed in from noon to 4. Now it's 4 to 8. The team was awaiting COVID-19 test results for its pitchers. The club planned to play a 9-inning intra-squad game today, but it just seems like so many of these baseball franchises trying to get testing done, they're just running into one issue after another.
Well, they seem to have the worst tests. They also had the worst relationship as far as with the owners and with the league to resume play. It's much more of even a fraud season. It's 60 games kind of shotgunned in there, and a number of players have already bagged out of it. So you put all that together, and it feels a little bit more daunting and unlikely to finish. Even if it starts when it's supposed to in, what, just over a week, I don't know if it finishes. Whereas the two with the bubbles, I go back, like we talked about it in March and April. It was like, well, they just need to get into the playoffs, and then you're going to be sending teams home. There's going to be less and less teams involved, whereas baseball's got 30 teams from July till whenever where they're going to try to play and make sure that not too many guys from each team test positive, or you're sending them home like the MLS thing. And then if you do that in a season, you're just going to have to shut the whole thing down, I think, whereas basketball and hockey, at least, all right, here's our end goal, and each week there's going to be less people to test, less people to worry about, and hopefully you can finish the year.
So I am not familiar with Ugly Anna's work. She is an Instagram model and a gamer.
Good combo.
Yeah, I know. And like I said, she is not ugly. But she also...
It's an ironic nickname.
she tweeted out, quoting now, I already got invited to the bubble. Yeah, the season definitely ending early with little crying face emojis.
Hilarious.
Now,
hilarious.
I heard you talking with Greg about this. I was under the impression, Brad Stevens said he couldn't have his family in the bubble. How are they going to smuggle Ugly Anna in?
Well, players can have guests, just not right away. It's right. I think, is it in the first round? I forget. There's a date. Like, they obviously had 100 pages of stuff, but players can have people come in. I think LeBron can have his personal chef. Like, people are allowed in the bubble at a certain point.
Can 10 players have the same guest?
Well, Ugly Anna, I'm
just wondering.
I think it's going to be pretty popular.
Now, she claims on her Twitter feed that, and I'm quoting now, y'all keep saying I'm going to fumble the bag, meaning I'm going to screw this up. She says, me and him are laughing at this bleep right now, reading all the comments and crying. So evidently, whoever it was who invited Ugly Anna, no problems. He thinks it's funny.
The best part is Mo Bamba tweeted, Donovan Mitchell already wilding. So he's just like calling it right out. He's like, this is Donovan Mitchell who's calling Ugly Anna. And then I think she responded like, I wish it was him or whatever. It's not him. And then a lot of people think it's Montrezl Harrell, and she's saying it's not him. But people have already kind of sniffed it out. Like,
I'll say this, and I've been reading a lot from players in all of these sports saying, you know, it's really up to us to make sure this works. We got to figure this out. Travis Shaw caught all sorts of crap for stuff he tweeted out there about Toronto, and if you get caught outside in Toronto, it's a $750,000 fine and possible prison and all that stuff. If you're a player in the league who is thinking, you know what, I got a shot at winning this damn thing. If I'm LeBron James and I find out Donovan Mitchell or anybody else is smuggling Ugly Anna into the bubble, I'm going to go nuts.
But what if she stays? What if Rich, you know, she becomes an official guest?
Right, if she's like on their list, and I don't know how many, I forget how many people they can bring in. So some might bring in their wife, some might bring in their... I mean, I guess it would probably mostly be wife and kids, right? I don't know. But yeah. But they decide they're going to bring in Ugly Anna. Then what's the... Yeah, I'm with you. What's the difference?
I'm just guessing that that other players are going to be a little touchy about the possibility of getting their season called off because somebody couldn't hold off for a month or two.
Well, we know what Stephen A. says. It's not possible.
I think the majority would be on board with the Ugly Annas of the world than the minority.
So 5 minutes ago, the Pittsburgh Penguins tweeted out, they will be voluntarily sidelining 9 players from their training camp roster due to potential secondary exposure to an individual who had contact with a person that has tested positive for COVID-19. The team learned of the possible secondary exposure yesterday. The decision to isolate this group of players was made out of an abundance of caution. The 9 players will not participate until they're deemed safe in accordance with NHL protocol. This is the sort of thing that could end up, once they get to the bubble, I think they feel fairly confident. But teams don't leave for the NHL hub cities until July 26th. And you've got, you know, almost 2 weeks of worrying about that sort of thing.
Right. And you're going to be overly cautious now because there's really nothing to lose, right? There's only gain. The question is, if something like this similar happened when there's actually games being played, are you going to be overly cautious because of, what was the term, secondary contact? You know, secondary contact, does that remove 9 players from the lineup the day of a game? That is when, okay, now I have, there's competitive ramifications on the ice. But this, to me, would seem only smart.
Well, in MLS, they've already sent 2 teams home.
Right, and they
literally
delayed a
sent
game.
2
yeah.
teams. Right. And you got to get out of here. That's, I think, the greatest fear that Gary Bettman or Adam Silver or any of these commissioners have is, if we've got a team, and I don't think Pittsburgh's got 9 guys who are going to test positive. I think they're just being careful. But if that happened, if 9 guys suddenly said, you know what, we've all got it, then you're faced with, do we have to send this whole team home?
And the biggest issue right now seems to be the testing. And I don't know, you know, I know the MLB was through some company in, what was it, Utah, that was handling all the testing. And MLB is a much smaller group than the NFL. The NFL is going to face these same challenges, these entry testing, you know, figuring out how safe we are, getting everybody cleared. And if that's an issue or becomes an issue even during the season, say you have 1 positive case somehow, now you're testing everybody, but it's Friday night, it's Saturday morning, we can't get the test back in time. Do we risk it and just play? Or is that how, okay, they risked it and now the other team has been exposed by all 53 players that were on the field with them? And
see, that's like the Astros today said, you know, we got to wait. The whole pitching staff,
right,
we don't have their test results back.
Right.
If this was a game day,
what do you do?
Well, my guess is you don't play them. And you end up having to not play the game.
I would guess that is the case. And maybe this is a little bit more baseball-centric. Maybe the NFL will do a deal or align themselves with better testing. Maybe it'll be more regional and you can expedite the process. I don't know, but all along, early in this process, you know, the key to all these plans will be testing and how many tests are available and how quickly the tests turn around. And they were right, because the tests apparently aren't being turned around quickly, and that's altering the plans that they've been trying to put in place for weeks and months.
Let's talk to Chris Mannix. He is embedded in the NBA bubble in Orlando. He'll join us in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.